This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No news today. No, I am just so sick of this. I mean, anytime I'm trying to, I get any momentum, anytime anything is going my way, something has to just stop and completely screw me up. And I'm, okay, like, for example, I live in Las Vegas, and I love Las Vegas. I love it dearly. But some real stupid-ass annoying thing has happened lately where apparently you have to now dial the area code. I guess Las Vegas has too many people in it now with cell phones, so you have to have an extra area code. And so now when I need to call my husband or call my son or call my mom, you got to, like, stop, and you have to dial 702. Now, I'm sorry, I've been in Vegas since, how long have I been in Vegas? Since 1981. And I want to call, let me see if I get, this is what comes up. Let me see if I can get it to come up. And anyway, we're gonna call my husband. Watch this. Hold on. Can you guys hear that? Is that that? I am so sick of hearing that woman. Actually, you know what? maybe my husband's sleeping with this woman and she just pretends like I need to dial 702 just to give him fair warning. I am sick of this. I've been here where I have lived. If anybody has a new phone number and a new area code, you guys are supposed to have to dial the 1 or the 702. But no. But it extends longer than that. And you guys who live in other states can appreciate this. But, okay, I then have to now turn around and fax something. Now, I am too busy to wait to see if the fax goes through. So what I do is I fax and run. Remember I told you guys when you flush the toilet, you flush and run? You don't sit around and watch it. You don't sit around and breathe in the mist from the toilet. You flush and run. Well, same thing with the faxing. I'm going to fax. Just I'm going to get the fax done. Okay? I fax it and run. Well, what happens is now if you don't dial the area code, then you sit there and go, what the fax? And the fax doesn't go through. But no. So I dial a 1, right? Because you have a new area code, so you dial a 1. Then you dial the area code, but no, it doesn't go through with a 1. When did we stop dialing 1 with area codes? My guess is it's got to be the same time that we stopped doing www with the internet and websites. I still do www because I am not going to risk. There is no way I'm going to risk a retype. I don't have time to do a retype. So I will put www.drdahlia.com. Well, same thing with these area codes. I dial a 1. So I just found out that 95% of my faxes have never gone through. I have people livid with me and my office. Don't be mad at me that the fax didn't go through. Be mad at whoever decided to add another flipping area code, and then you have to add a 1 or a non-1. This is ridiculous. I run a doctor's office, okay? If somebody needs their Viagra, they need it stat. Things have to happen stat in the medical field. And a fax, better faxing get to wherever the fax it needs to go. I'm just beside myself. And then on top of all of that, I got a paper cut. It's not a paper cut, a chart cut. We're not completely electronic yet. I know. We're not completely electronic yet. So somebody must have been thinking about me and cursed me. So I had a chart cut. Now, you guys know how thick these charts can be. The thick side of the manila part, oh, it sliced my finger. It just sliced. Top of all that, it's my baby's birthday party. I know we're doing a birthday party for my baby, the 14-year-old. Yeah. I'll show you guys the episiotomy one day later, but I know I promised that. I got to do that. I got to figure out how to do that on a family-friendly website. He turned 14 a few months ago. I've just been too busy dealing with the stupid area code bullcrap for so long that I didn't make his party. So what we're doing, I told you guys yesterday how we're doing it. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So one of the best things to do in Las Vegas is get a local rate on a couple hotel rooms, right? Get the hotel rooms connected, right? And then take them down to the pool. It's great. It's great. Oh my gosh. I mean, the hotels here are awesome. And honestly, you're getting by a heck of a lot cheaper than you would having everybody come to the house and try to rent the fight or whatever. Yeah, so you rent a movie for like $12.99 rather than taking everybody to a movie or taking everybody bowling. Have you guys ever tried to take a bunch of kids bowling? Oh, it's expensive. It is. You can't even take them bowling anymore. So all I have to do is get them a place where they could sleep. Now, I do have some things planned, some good hearty fun for these 14-year-old boys. First, we're going to probably review some Shakespearean impressionism. Figured we'd kind of, you know, talk about that kind of stuff. I figure we'll all kind of, you know, sit in a circle and talk about the ins and outs of Obamacare. Of course, I want to get them to bed by, you know, 7:30 p.m. if I can. My son said, hell to the no, he said they have a game that they want to play. He said the boys want to play this. Let me read this. Make Stone's Mom Cry. It's a game called Make Stone's Mom Cry. My son's name is Stone. I'm not sure what kind of a game that is, but for some reason they're getting all excited about making that game. You know what? I'm not that uncool a mom. I know a lot of people think I'm really uncool. True. I pack a whole bunch of medical stuff. I got a bunch of rectal thermometers in case any of the kids, you know, have a fever. I mean, I'm very, very prepared when it comes to, I got Dermabond. I got suture material. I have, every type of medicine possible. And I do. I go around and I check for boo-boos. You know, and it is. It's a good hearty fun party. Lots. They hate me. My kids' friends hate me. Oh, wow. You want to know what? You know, I'm sorry. I was never an expert on being a mom. When I gave birth, there were no instructions. No instruction form came out. Only a placenta fell out. And I don't know how to read placenta. So I have no idea how to be a mom. So if I'm going to put together some medical, scientific, I did almost buy everybody dissecting kits to do tonight, where everybody could sit down and dissect a frog or something. I thought that would be a really good party. You know, we kind of do a little biology lesson, or I do have a bunch of microscopes. Have all the kids take a look and find the amoeba, find the paramecium. I thought that would be good, real good, hearty fun. But now apparently they want to, like, play video games. They want to go and swim at the pool, and they want to eat junk food. So they want to eat a lot of junk food. Now, I'm pretty annoyed, so we're going to talk about some of the top annoying things and some tricks to not get so annoyed. Maybe that'll help stress. Maybe we won't have to be on antidepressants, and maybe we'll save money on Obamacare. Who knows? Don't go away. We're talking about annoying things. Let's hear your most annoying thing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You better not say my show.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'm back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Big whoopsie do. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I had the giggles this week. I usually don't have the giggles. I'm usually grumpy, especially when it's that time of the month. And I kind of lost it on air because I was just kind of reading a report. Apparently, there was a study out that talked about how when somebody forecloses, the blood pressure in the neighborhood rises. You know, people, you know, your neighbor's blood pressure will rise if you have a foreclosed sign on your house. You know, like big boo. That was some earth-shattering science right there. And so we talked about ways to annoy the neighbor. And for some reason, I thought it was absolutely funny where in this article, they were talking about, you know, things that annoy the neighbor, you know, like, you know, putting a telescope, you know, in your window, your house, cover it up with curtains, but let them see the telescope facing right into their master bedroom and having a sign saying telescope right here so that they always have to keep their bedroom window closed, closed because Your telescope is right there. I just to tick them off so they never get to open up. But I thought that was kind of funny. All right, so let's take a look at this, okay? Because I don't like to sit here and just complain. Okay, you know, things are stressful. Many of us cannot afford antidepressants. I would love to be on a couple antidepressants. Boy, I'd be a much happier person. But I can't. I can't afford it. My deductible's too high. And I wouldn't remember to take the pills anyway. And so rather than just sit here and complain, I'd like to do something about it. So sometimes in order to heal, you need to cut. You know, when I did my surgery rotation, I love surgery. I would honestly, if it wasn't for my deciding to get married and have a family, I would be a surgeon today. I really love surgery. Even more, I know I love being an ER doc. Even more than being an ER doc, I would have been a surgeon. Me and the scalpel, I just love that. Love it. Oh, by the way, for those of you who told me to start watching Dexter, I got through the first two episodes. Oh, my, that is good. Okay, I don't know. I'm on, like, the first season back in 2006. I'm starting it, but wow, that's a good show. Because I've already burned through House of Cards. I've already gone through all of those. Yeah. Veep. Yeah, I watch Veep. Okay, but I'm on Dexter. But anyway, the guy's sick. What an interesting character, though. Weird, really weird character. But anyway, good show. Okay, so going back to, in order to heal, you need to cut. So for those of us that just go all day long getting ticked off, okay, let's kind of look and evaluate what are some of the top annoying things. Let's just get it out there, okay? I usually do most of the talking, all right? But if for those of you that want to pipe in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there was a study out in 2009. That looked at the 100 most annoying things. Now, remember, this study came from Great Britain. So if it says Americans on the list, this isn't an American list, okay? This is a list from Great Britain, okay? So they don't like people tailgating, right? People driving so close behind you. That does tick me off. That's annoying. That gets your blood pressure up. People who smell. People who eat with their mouth open. Oh, I love to eat with my mouth open. I do, because I want everybody else to see what I'm eating. Yesterday, I went to Jason's Deli, and I had a pesto chicken sandwich with spinach. And my kids were eating something without vegetables. And I wanted them to see that their mom was eating something green, mouth was wide open. People don't like rude shop assistants, people in the shops, stepping in dog poo, people who cough and don't cover their mouths. Oh, that makes me mad when you guys don't cover your mouth. Even though covering your mouth doesn't really do much because then you shake my hand with that said germy hand anyway, and it's wet with your spit and more concentrated, it's still a nice thing to do to cover your mouth. Slow internet connections. When my internet is slow, my blood pressure rises so gosh far. Oh, I'm so mad. Oh, I am so mad. I want fast internet. The faster, the better. My husband's like, do I need to upgrade? I'm like, you upgrade. What do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Mother's Day? Just upgrade my internet speed. I don't need nothing else. Oh, you know, another thing that ticks me off is my iPhone battery. I cannot stand my iPhone battery. Yeah, I got a Mophie. The problem is that my Mophie runs out. So I got the iPhone, then I got the Mophie, and I still can't find a charger. Dog owners that don't clean up after their dog poo, noisy eaters, salesmen stubbing your toe, bullying, computer crashing, people talking loudly on their cell phones annoy you. I like it when somebody's loud on their cell phone, because then I'll join in the conversation. I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. Oh, no, don't do that. No. If she said that to you, then you say this. I like to get involved. I always do that. Whenever I hear a conversation next to me, especially if it's a medical, you know, I'll be at a restaurant and two people will be talking about their, I don't know, Cystocele. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I do. I jump. My husband hates it. I always jump into other people's conversations. And no, I'm not looking for patience. I just like to give it, you know, because they talk wrong stuff. You want to know what annoys me? Is when I hear somebody give wrong medical information to somebody else, okay? Well, I read on a WebMD that you basically super glue the bladder up in there. What? Super glue my foot? You don't super glue? What? No. And then I leave my table, and then I, sit down at their table, and I, grab one of my forks. I start eating off their plate, and I go, oh, that's not yours. And then I go and I tell them what to do. So that annoys me. It also really, really annoys me when I hear anybody say, oh, Obamacare is going to lead to, I know, better health care. And, oh, okay, that's really, really annoying. Don't get me on that. Leaving a tissue in the pocket and putting it in the washing machine, driving slow in the fast lane, listening to a Justin Bieber song, paying for a toilet. I remember decades ago you had to pay to go to the bathroom at Disneyland. Do you guys remember that? Or it was something in California. You had to put a dime in to go to the bathroom. You had to pay. And I remember my grandmother had to find a dime for me. Yeah, that was very weird. Junk mail. Let me see if there's anything else. Okay. Anyway, road rage. Okay, so they have a whole bunch of stuff. Let's talk about, though, this is kind of cool, okay, ways to, I guess, fix. This is a very interesting interesting report. Top 10 fixes for life's daily annoyances. This is pretty, pretty cool. This is cool because these types of things will make your life a little easier. And anything that prevents the need from your needing to turn to an antidepressant or an anti-anxiolytic is great in my book. Let me add number 11. Medical student told me, and I know many of you guys already know this, to take your phone, put it in airplane mode every time you want to charge because it charges faster. If you leave everything on, right, and you have all that running programs, yeah, so put your phone on airplane mode and it charges faster, okay? Let's say your mirror gets all foggy. I talked about bathroom etiquette. Apparently one of my listeners was having problems with his wife because she wouldn't want him in the bathroom, and how's he supposed to shower and shave if she never wants him in the bathroom? One such thing was the mirror's getting all fogged up. And then how is she supposed to do her hair and makeup with the mirror all foggy? So you could use a hair dryer. You could defog your bathroom mirror by using a blow dryer. Blow dry the fog away. That's easy. All right. Number 9. Reheating fried foods without making them soggy. You guys shouldn't be eating fried foods, but how many times are we hungry and the only thing we have is some leftover French fries? They say wrap them in aluminum foil. Do not put them in the microwave. You kind of put them in a broiler. And if you throw them in the oven on broil or something like that, they'll come back crispy. Now, this one is what I need. When you try to remove trash bags from your garbage can, they stick. And you can't get the bag out. And then you keep tugging and you either rip the bag or the garbage falls all over the place. They say drill holes into the garbage can. If you drill a hole in the side of the can, it prevents air from getting trapped, and then the trash bags are able to be lifted easier. That's pretty cool. Another thing they say is if you can't stay awake, do push-ups. Do a couple sets of push-ups, and it'll help you be more alert and awake in the morning. Now, I can't do push-ups because it really hurts my wrists. I just can't do any sort of that. And the only exercise I could do is anything that has to do with my legs and my hips. I can't do anything with my upper body. But still, they say if you have, if you go running, I've started running again, I know, and you get a pain in the side, they say bend over and touch your toes. If not, dig fingers into the area. Now, that's what I was taught. You want to do a deep tissue massage on the area that's spasming, and it usually works. It's really nice. But if you can't afford a deep tissue massage, kind of stick your fingers in that area. Unless, of course, you busted something, you know, like some sort of renal cyst, or you have some sort of a liver issue, that may not help, or if you're passing a gallstone. But still, nonetheless, kind of nice to kind of get work that stitch out. For those of us that always spill every time we pour liquids, they say use chopsticks. You put chopsticks on top of the bottle opening, and then they will guide the liquid out in a straight line. Now, I don't know how to hold chopsticks. I've never been able to do that, but that's something you could do. How do you put on your pants without bunching your underwear? Put the underwear in your pants first. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's, yeah, my underwear is always in a bunch. My panties are always in a bunch. Okay, don't go away. Let's get to the medical news. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you men, you guys really get beat up pretty badly. And you're not going to like this article. According to this study, they say men with sperm defects may have a higher risk of dying. Men who are infertile or whose sperm are like Homer Simpson's sperm. Remember that episode in The Simpsons where Homer Simpson's sperm were just kind of floating around, banging each other in the head, going, "Oh," you know, whereas Mr. Withers, Mr. Withers or whatever, his sperm was like all nicely aligned and going, you know, all in formation. Yeah. They say men whose sperm have issues may be at higher risk of dying than men with normal sperm. In the study, young and middle-aged men who were infertile because they had several problems with their sperm, such as low sperm count and impaired sperm movement, were twice as likely to die over an 8-year period compared to men with normal sperm. They say it's important to note that the overall risk of dying for all men in the study was quite low. Less than 1% of the men actually died, which is lower than what would be expected for men in the general population. Okay, so whenever you hear a story like that, okay, what do you do? I mean, you could go and get a sperm analysis. Okay. This is where I have a problem as a doctor. Because whenever these studies come out, people like to come in and then bring specimens in. All right. Dahlia, here's my sperm. Look at it and tell me if I'm going to die. I have to purchase my Obamacare plan. I don't think you're going to die. Just take the sperm and flush it down the toilet or do, you know, that's actually something that I'm very, very confused about. I have to follow a lot of biohazard rules. You know that as a physician. Okay. You know, I have these biohazard bags. If any of you guys have been into my office, you have these biohazard bags, you know, in every room. You know, so that if there is something that has some blood on it, you know, you can put it in the biohazard bag. Okay? You know, a doctor is not supposed to be throwing anything with blood, you know, into a regular garbage. It has to go into a biohazard bag. Yet, some of you guys end up having a bloody nose, or you end up having an actual period, and you throw that into a regular garbage. Okay? And it goes into just a regular garbage in the movie theater, in the restaurant, etc. So where I'm kind of lost is just because we're a doctor, we have to have the biohazard bags, but then you could go into my bathroom and just, I don't know, this hemorrhage from your nose, and that gets thrown away in a regular garbage. It doesn't make sense. But because we're doctors, we have to pay more. I get that. All right. So, but anyway, if you do bring any sperm samples in for me to analyze, I can't analyze it, by the way. Just can you, like, maybe flush it in the toilet or something? No, it has to be biohazard. No, if you come to my office, I got to put in the biohazard. And trust me, I don't want that in my biohazard bags. It costs money to dump biohazard bags. So I don't know. I don't know. No, don't bring in any sheets. Come on, people. Let's move on. The birth control pill does not kill sex drive. This is an interesting study. Did you guys hear about that? Okay, a lot of women complain that the birth control pill is dropping their sex drive. Okay, but here's the thing. The birth control pill only appears to hurt your sex drive if you're in a relationship. Yet, if you're on the hunt, you know, when I used to be on the hunt, we used to call it, right? Or we don't call it on the hunt anymore. On the hunt, right? No? Okay. What was it? Oh, single, being single. Okay. Well, when you used to be single and you're on the pill, you seem to be pretty amorous. All of a sudden, you're on the same set pill and you're in a relationship and now the sex drive drops. Apparently, there's a study out of the University of Stirling in Scotland. They say women who met their partner while taking the pill, as well as those who never used the pill at any point, reported greater sexual satisfaction than those women who had begun or stopped using the pill during the course of the relationship. Okay, that sentence was too long. I don't understand what they just said. To get to the core of this, yeah, please, because I'm kind of confused. The team looked at a sample of, we're on the next story. No, we're not talking about sperm analysis. Different sample. The team looked at a sample of 365 couples and investigated how satisfaction levels in both sexual and non-sexual aspects, this is so hard to do with the lisp, of long-term relationships were in, boy, are they making the study boring, were influenced by women's current and historical use of hormonal contraception. The historical use of hormonal contraception. Oh, man, if you guys saw my gynecological history, I could do a whole Encyclopedia Britannica on my gynecological history. The pill use throughout the relationship had a greater influence on sexual satisfaction levels than either simply being on the pill or not being on the pill. I'm still confused. The team found there was no difference in the non-sexual aspects of relationship satisfaction between the groups of women. Okay, that comes from the time of the India Times. Okay, I'm sorry. I still don't understand what this says. The team found, okay, whew, maybe this is going to kind of put this all together. Here we go. The team found there was no difference in the non-sexual aspects of relationship satisfaction between the groups of women. Oh, okay, so now they're on the non-sex subjects. I still am confused. Additionally, women's history of pill use was also found to make no difference to me. make no difference to their male partner's relationship. Oh, who cares if the male is satisfied in both sexual and non-sexual conduct? You think the male satisfaction is really an issue right here? See, here's the thing. Okay, remember, guys, remember. Okay, it used to be very, very important, okay, during caveman days that the man be satisfied. Because if the man is satisfied, A, he'll stay with you. Because remember, we need to make sure, you know, when you find a mate, he sticks. Okay, so it used to be very, very important. One is you have to make, you know, because remember, we didn't have marriage. We didn't have alimony back then, okay? The only thing that would make the mate stick is if they were satisfied. And you also wanted him satisfied so then you could get pregnant. Okay, now, if you look evolutionary, okay, most women having sex don't want to get pregnant. So there is absolutely no incentive. I mean, there may be the incentive to make the mate stay, but we have other tricks to make you stay. All right. So if you are satisfied, we have a higher risk of getting pregnant. But if you are completely dissatisfied and left limp after the whole sexual experience, which unfortunately happens in my bedroom a lot, then I don't ever have to worry about getting pregnant. Okay, now, how do I keep my mate? Okay, now, my mate this time around is Corey, my husband. Now, how do I keep him? I mean, you've seen me. I am a lot of woman, you know. I have a good personality. I keep my mother at bay. I feed him. I can't cook, but I purchase eats at a grocery store. I work. I really don't know how I keep my man, but I made sure we were legally bonded. In fact, I added addendums to our marriage license and certificate such that if my husband ever wanted to divorce me, it would be so convoluted and time-consuming that he would, God willing, be 95 years old before he was officially free of his said wife, per the legal documentation that I have written up. So that's how I got him to stick. So I don't have to worry about satisfying him, okay? He's stuck no matter what. So I don't get pregnant, and I don't lose my husband. See? Okay, so going back to this study, which completely confuses me, women could basically still be in the mood even on birth control pills. I just don't understand the study at all. Do you? 1-877. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I put my engineer to sleep. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. When we come back, a woman is suing her doctors who forced her to have a C-section. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
No, the show is not over yet. We still have another 12 minutes. You can get through it. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. You better be tuning in diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. I know you guys are sick of me bringing this up, but I'm sorry. These kids are sick. So I don't care. I'd rather make everybody else sick if I could help these kids not be numb. That's probably doesn't come out right. Just donate. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a place where you could donate. through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If you can't find that, it's on my website. Go to Fight Blood Cancer, or there's this little teardrop on there, red teardrop. You can click on that. Anything you guys could donate to help these kids, I would really, really appreciate it. $5, $10, $500, $5,000, just anything. The money goes to research to help fight adult and pediatric leukemia and lymphoma, as well as helps these people pay their medical bills. I mean, it's one of the coolest charities out there, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So please, for the love of the Lord, anything you guys can do to help, go to my website at drdahlia.com. I really do appreciate it. Okay, so a woman is suing after her quote-unquote doctors forced her to have a C-section against her will. Renat Dre, 35 years old, said that the doctors at Staten Island University Hospital began pressuring her to have surgery when she went into labor. Now, she had had two sections before, but she wanted a VBAC. A VBAC is basically your vaginal delivery after C-section, vaginal birth after C-section. And she said she was 32 years old at the time. All right. And I guess she goes into the labor. She arrived at Staten Island University in labor, and Dr. Leonold Gorelick, I guess she claims, began pressuring her to have another C-section. All right. Now, from what I understand, the baby came out fine, but he had told her that if she was going to have a vaginal delivery after having two C-sections, it's going to put the baby at risk. Her uterus would rupture if she didn't have the surgery. So she has an attorney now, and they're suing. She's suing on the grounds that I guess she said that the doctor said that if she had refused the surgery, it was tantamount to child abuse, and that the baby would be taken away from her if she refused. Because the hospital does not have proof that they discussed this with the legal department or had some sort of a ethical committee to decide on this, she had to make the decision fairly under pressure, and she would not have chosen to do that. She would have chosen to have a VBAC. Now, new guidelines have been set out by the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and they state that a VBAC is actually a safe option for many women, even if you've had multiple cesarean sections. Now, when I used to deliver babies, it would depend on how the C-section was done, vertical versus a horizontal cut. You know, some of these vertical cuts, you couldn't give birth again. You would have to do vaginally. But if you had the newer horizontal, lower horizontal cut, the risk of rupture was a lot less. My sister had a VBAC. And, you know, VBACs are safe, all right? But when I get a little concerned, and when my eyebrow raise, and I really, unless I get waxed, I only have one eyebrow instead of two. What makes me raise an eyebrow is when a hospital's making a recommendation. Okay, they don't want to make a recommendation for C-section willy-nilly. Okay? When they make a recommendation, it's because something is concerning them. And I'm not saying they're always right. Hospitals make mistakes, doctors make mistakes, nurses, I mean, we all make mistakes. Okay? But the hospital is going to be damned if they do, damned if they don't anyway. And I'm seeing this more and more, that we need to make a decision one way or the other, and which is the lesser of two evils. So if you have somebody that maybe, and again, I haven't seen all the records. I don't know if the fetus appeared to be a little bit in distress. I don't know what the ultrasound showed. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure where this lawsuit is going. But if a mom looks, if it looks like, and sometimes you get that feeling. I used to get that feeling when a pregnant mom would come in, that just, this was not going to be an easy one. I just got that feeling. And I'd be right. When it wasn't going to be an easy, it was just something started to go wrong, all right? But then you kind of have the other feeling like, you know what, this is going to work. This is going to work out fine. So I don't know. If this doctor had that feeling that, no, I want to make a life-saving decision. Let's just C-section. I want to make sure this baby comes out safe. And if he is feeling like he's putting the baby first, should he be punished with a lawsuit? Then on the flip side, though, too, if a woman wants to give birth vaginally and doesn't want to have to go through the surgery and then have the extra post-operative time, which could be at least 3 days, plus, you know, the wound care, etc., should she be forced to? When does she have the choice? Now, many times there's consents. I know some of you are like, well, that's okay, just have her consent. If she signs a consent that no matter what happens to the baby, she's not going to sue the hospital. But it's more than that. Okay? I mean, we're talking about a live baby. All right. I mean, I would not be satisfied if a mom told me, no, let me just sign a consent. Whatever happens, happens, and I won't sue you. And then, God forbid, something happens to the baby. Now, the reason why not all doctors agree on, and you'll never see complete agreement on every type of medical procedure or medical situation is because it all depends what our history was, what our experience was. Now, I only delivered 100-some babies, so I don't have as much obstetrical experience as others do. But if I had a VBAC patient and that uterus ruptured, you bet your butt I would be a lot more negative and critical and pessimistic about future VBACs because I just went through that. That's a natural response. And if you had a bad outcome, you usually vow that you will never, ever, in your control, let something like that happen again. So, that's the problem. You know, how do you find a doctor that hasn't already been scarred from prior dilemmas with patients? It's scary stuff. You know, and you as a doctor, you cannot do harm. We take the Hippocratic Oath. So if you think somebody is going to be in harm's way, who cares about a lawsuit? You want to protect the patient. So, my suggestion would be that I'm kind of surprised this happened because usually people will have an OB and the OB will inform the doctor on call. This is how we want to do things. So I'm kind of shocked that there would be a doctor not in the mix even if she wanted to labor abruptly, there usually the doctors on call would be informed this woman wants a VBAC. Usually there's some. So like I said, there's a lot of answers that need to be done. But if he thinks she didn't have enough prenatal care and now she's coming in with two prior C-sections, I can understand why he'd make that recommendation. But is it safe to have a vaginal delivery after C-section? It is. It is. 1-877-DOC-DALIO, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. Man, we're coming up. Oh, man. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. Apparently, there's a 45-year-old Alaska man who accidentally shot himself, okay, with a rifle. He didn't seek any help, except he went to the store and he got some Neosporin, right? And he put Neosporin on the wound. From what we understand, he actually did pretty well for some time. But I want to, probably in the next show, because I know we're coming up on the end, what sort of things should have really been taken care of, by actual medical treatment, and you guys decided to just use something in your house or something in your garage, and you ended up doing okay. He did actually go and then later seek help. And like I said, we'll talk about the story later. But, you know, if you get shot, just going for the Neosporin, I would probably suggest, I know, a lot of people do that, right? Or Robitussin, like Chris Rock. You just go for the Robitussin. All right, guys, don't forget, help us. Help us save these kids' lives. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and donate. But please have a very safe rest of the day. God bless.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.